Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have glossophobia? While it might not be severe, most people fall somewhere on its spectrum. Glossophobia is the fear of public speaking. It's one of the most common phobias because it's connected to evolution and human survival, says Matt Abrahams, author of Think Faster, Talk Smarter, How to Speak Successfully When You're Put on the Spot, and host of the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. It all boils down to our relative status in the history of our species when we would hang out in groups of around 150 people, he says. Relative status wasn't who drives the fanciest car or who's got the most social media likes. It was where you were in the food chain. Anything you did that put your status at risk, such as misspeaking, put your life at risk because your relative status determined access to resources, reproduction, food, and shelter. Like many hardwired traits, it lingers, which is why you still become nervous about speaking up in a meeting or in front of an audience. Those circumstances trigger an evolutionary concern. However, Abrahams says you can learn to manage your anxiety around speaking by addressing your symptoms and their sources. One way to manage anxiety is to focus on our physiological and cognitive experience, what's going on in our body and brain. For example, most people's heart rate goes up, and they breathe more shallowly, which leads them to speak more quickly, Abrahams says. Adrenaline causes them to shake a little bit, and many of us blush and perspire. Focusing on our exhalation can relieve your shallow breathing symptoms. Abrahams says there are many techniques, but the most effective is to take deep belly breaths, filling the lower abdomen. All of the magic happens during the exhale, he explains. You want your exhale to be longer than your inhale. I like to joke that the rule of lung, not the rule of thumb, is that you have your exhale be twice as long as your inhale. An extended exhale slows down your heart rate and breathing rate, as well as the impulse to talk fast, which causes breath issues. You can handle the adrenaline symptoms through movement. The evolutionary purpose of adrenaline is about threat, Abrahams says. It's about getting us to move. That's why we're shaking. At the beginning of the speech, Abrahams recommends dissipating adrenaline by stepping forward and making big, broad gestures. In a virtual situation, lean forward and move your body. Nervous people make themselves small and tight, so they end up shaking more, he says. It's about being expansive and moving in a way that's appropriate and not distracting. Finally, address blushing and perspiration with temperature control. When you're nervous, your heart beats faster and your body tenses up, causing your blood pressure to increase. It's like you're exercising, Abraham says. It raises your core body temperature. The way to cool yourself down is to hold something cold in the palms of your hands, such as a water bottle. You'll stop sweating and blushing as much. The second way to manage your speaking anxiety is to focus on the sources that exacerbate it. A common source is what you're trying to achieve through communication. For example, an entrepreneur seeks funding, or an employee wants their project approved. In these circumstances, the goal, a future state, makes you nervous. Instead, Abraham suggests taking actions that make you present-oriented, because you can't be worried about the future when you're in the present. Do something physical, for example, like shaking out your arms. You could also listen to a song or playlist, count backward by sevens, or practice tongue twisters. Abraham likes to have small talk with people before getting up on stage. "It gets me present because I have to listen to what they're saying," he says. "I know a professional speaker who gets paid thousands of dollars a week. She plays Tetris right before she goes out on stage because it's so present-oriented." Another source of anxiety is the desire to communicate perfectly. We want to give the correct answer or the best feedback, which creates pressure. According to Abraham's, there is no right way to communicate, only better and worse ways. "Your brain only has so much cognitive bandwidth," he explains. "It's like a computer that has too many windows open, or a phone with too many apps running. It doesn't perform as well. When you try to communicate right, you send part of your cognitive resources to this goal instead of to the act of communicating. Don't worry about saying the exact right word in the exact right place," Abraham says. "Focus on connection, not perfection. Connect to your audience and do what's needed for them to get value." A third way to handle the source of the anxiety is with experience. People become nervous when they don't feel they have the appropriate skills for the task. But you don't learn what you don't practice. "If my water pipe erupts, I don't know how to fix it. I'm made even more upset and nervous because I don't know what to do," Abraham says. He suggests that taking classes, listening to podcasts, and reading books on speaking techniques can help. "Once you manage anxiety, it is the gateway to focusing on so many other things," Abraham adds. "You can improve your communication, your storytelling, your engagement, your ability to answer questions. You can connect more deeply and feel confident that your ideas can be heard." I think one of the greatest tragedies is when we don't hear from people who could add valuable input to the conversations we have.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
"Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time."
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
"In that case, I pronounce you lucky."
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.